I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, let me read the email that the guy wrote for those that maybe missed it yesterday. Hey guys, if anybody's perfect for this email, it's you. So I'm writing this because I did something this weekend you might call Bull S on. He actually wrote Bull S, which I thought was nice. That was nice. Call Bull S on, but here it goes. I'm 33 years old. I never smoked weed in my life, capitalized, swear, and never really hung out with people who did. I find that's hard for people to believe nowadays, but it's true. Well, my cousin had a pipe on him full of weed, I guess you would say, LOL. He said, and he knew not to even offer me, but something got into me, man, and I took it from him and I took a hit. And I got to be honest, I don't know what to think. I really did get high, and I loved it, to be honest with you, but I mean, more stuff happened, but I know you don't like long emails, so I'll leave my number. And he left his number, and then he ends it by saying, I'm kind of at a crossroads in life, you could say. And then, should I read his phone number live on the radio right now?
I wish you would.
And then he ended it with peace. Sincerely, nice. P1 first time high guy.
Is that what a pothead would say? Peace? Like, I don't know.
Most potheads I know are would like do like hang loose.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hang loose or, you know.
Kiss the sambas.
Tongue peach emoji, something fun.
That, okay. Have a puka shell necklace.
Okay. The guest line. Oh, we consider you a guest, P1 first time high guy. Welcome, guest. Did he doze off? Hi guy.
Is he packing a bowl?
Hey.
Hey, there he is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still a little surprised, to be honest. Not really a hangover like I was expecting, so.
You expected a hangover from that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Don't you usually get hangovers from things?
We were saying, alcohol and stuff, but like one time, Pop Brownies gave me a hangover. And so did Salvia. We talked about that too. That gave me a bad. That was
Salvia.
I don't know.
Now that one I've heard is crazy,
dude. It was.
Yeah, the gas station weed sounds like it was.
Felt like the floor was falling underneath me, and like so that ruins the fun high. You know,
I felt that before.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was
my. You guys know Pink Floyd?
Just by their music. I've never met them.
I have a buddy that told me he did that once, and he was listening to this song called The Trial off of The Wall, which, if you know the concept at all, he thought he was Pinkerton Floyd.
Wow.
And I was like, that sounds like the worst experience ever. I think I'm good on that.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, see, you know, the gnomes and all that stuff. Like, I've never seen that I've done my share of stuff. And I've never seen the gnomes that people talk about. And horrify me. That would horrify me. So maybe let kids do drugs to get scared, and then they won't do them no more.
Right.
They see the gnomes. So let's talk about this. 33 years old, you had never done it before. You did it, and now you said you've had some kind of epiphany at 33 years old. Just walk us through everything. First off, I mean, what a day to celebrate our Lord and Savior's resurrection.
Yeah, man, on Easter. Come on.
That was kind of odd, right?
Right. Well, I didn't say.
Like, are you a high strung kind of guy? Like, are you?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't really call myself high strung, honestly, but I would say I was probably pretty overly organized up until this point. Realistically, I always looked for reasons to keep busy, and this whole experience really taught me maybe to slow down, take a break when I need it. I really feel like it kind of forced me to slow down and relax, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can't turn your mind off kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before this, you know, I would work so much and I'd keep myself busy all the time. I would feel completely run down and just out of nowhere. And when my body is tired, my brain isn't always tired, if that makes sense. So really, it's like my brain's still going. I'm running in circles before this, and I'm not being hyperbolic by saying this, but I feel like weed has really changed my life for the better in this very, very short amount of time.
Wait, isn't there a pot that gives you, I don't want to say gives you energy, but kind of peps you up a little bit, right?
Sativa.
So you don't, okay, so.
I've heard.
Well, yeah, they're all.
Right.
I think so. I mean, that's what my friend was saying. My cousin too. But
you wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know what's what really.
Yeah, I mean that's the only way I remember it. Indica, they would always say means in the couch, like you're gonna be asleep. It's gonna knock you out.
That's what you would want, right?
No, I don't know. I never need that.
To
be that exhausted.
Yeah, like, but I get what you're saying about, like, not being able to turn off the brain at night.
Yeah.
That's why I choose Ambien. On work nights. I don't do it on the weekends.
But you don't build up a tolerance to Ambien?
Dude, people ask me that all the time. I swear I don't. I mean, I can tell. That's good. I can tell when my body, like, I feel that, ooh, you know, that little, all right, get into bed now.
And you stay asleep?
Yeah.
But you didn't take Melatonin, you went straight to Ambien's?
Melatonin. You've been saying it wrong. It's melatonin. No, I don't. That for whatever reason, it could be a placebo effect. That crap doesn't work on me. But a good old Ambo.
You got to take a handful.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some personal questions. If you don't want to mention it, you don't have to. In a relationship, married, anything such as? Because that's one thing if you decide this is going to be. And also, this is only 2 weeks. You don't know that this is life-changing yet.
Right? You're a two-week piehead.
Like, I mean, think about this. Like, your right. tolerance, the more you do, will... Like, you're not going to... Probably right now, you'll probably take one hit and you're set for, like, hours, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that will wane. I mean, you'll have to...
Really?
To do,
yeah, you're going to need, like, more potent, like, weeds, right? Stronger buds. Bigger buds.
Yeah.
Greener buds.
I mean, it's all new to me for real, but
you're saying you're looking at it literally from a medicinal standpoint of this. So you're doing this at the end of the day, not during the work day, not before work. You're doing it at the night to just relax and chill.
I mean, yeah, pretty much, you know, I mean,
have you bought some since then, or did your cousin give you a little bit? Because nobody does it one time and suddenly decides that they're going to change your life. He give you a little,
well, yeah, I mean, nuggets. I gave him a little bit of money or something.
That's fine.
And, you know,
yeah. Probably he broke you off a couple of nickel sacks, I guess. Yeah. A
couple of nugs.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A handful.
Oh, wow. A
handful of weed.
Lord, he must grow his
own. That should be measured.
I gave him a handful. All you can grab.
That's sack. A measurement, isn't it?
Get you a sack full. So, were you like tripping? Not tripping, but like, you're out there with pastel colors and the, because it was sunny on Easter Sunday, at least around here, like all these pastel colors and stuff. Like, were you feeling it?
Oh, yeah. It was a wild scene, man.
Yeah. And you just noticed. So did anyone besides cousin friend notice that you were high? An aunt? A younger nephew, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say probably everyone, or at least a good bit of people, thought I seemed different. I don't think anyone really specifically was like, oh, this guy's high, you know.
Did they see that you okay, do they know that cousin does it? Like, is it just like, hey, if you're gonna do your stuff, go do it outside, that kind of thing?
Say that again.
Uh-oh. What'd you do, just take a hit?
I didn't hear you.
Give me a shotgun through the microphone.
It's already kicking in.
So does the family know that your cousin smokes weed? Is it one of those things where that's just his thing to do?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, okay. I mean they do, but honestly, yeah. So later, my parents found out that I was high, and they were surprised that I took a hit, you know. But I'm an adult too, so yeah, I mean, how mad could they have really gotten?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, once they figured it out, they knew obviously I was with my cousin, because everybody knows sometimes it's rich.
A lot of people didn't believe you could go to, you know, your age and not smoke anything.
Yeah, what was that big motivator? Like, was it church, or was it like you thought you would die, or you were a pussy? I mean, what was it?
I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking about moving, actually.
Oh.
So that's kind of what I was.
Where you want
what
to
was going
Colorado?
On? I mean, we're all around family at the time, and and I don't have a wife or kids, and I'm like, you know what? I could pretty much just pick up and do whatever.
Is that legit?
And then my cousin was smoking, and I was like, well, I haven't even done that. I'm talking about moving states, you know?
Are you coming out of a relationship kind of fresh?
Well, not completely recent.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Recently, but yeah, like within the last 90 days, but it wasn't like a super serious relationship, but I thought it was going to be at one point, you know, and didn't really last that long, but it was still jarring.
Yeah.
So you want to reset everything and just move because of weed, I guess?
The weed's the eye-opener for him. He realizes that
I wouldn't say it's because of weed. I was more so because of just, I don't really think... Yeah, where I'm at, like, I have, I'm not meeting the right people, if that makes sense.
Are you wanting to move somewhere where it's legal, though?
I mean, now that's, like, a point of consideration. It wasn't before. Nope. I was just thinking about moving. I'm like, it's Easter, you know, whatever, but.
So you want to move to
the... Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't want to go without the handfuls now.
Nice.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know what? I was not going to start with this one first because I usually don't like this name, but we'll do it. Steve, good morning. How are you? How you doing?
Hey, morning, guys.
You doing all right?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm driving to meet my wife. I figured I'd call y'all before I got there to blow off a little steam.
Mm. Oh, God. Oh, let me guess. No, sweetie, I'm going to meet my wife. I felt like I heard air quotes in that. So you going to divorce court? Is that what we're doing?
Oh. No, going to the plastic surgeon's office.
Golly,
oh, my gosh. For you or for her?
Well, for her.
Ain't no man going to call in and talk about that.
What's he going to get done?
I'm getting some filler
I'm
put in.
I'm Brazilian.
You getting your butt lifted, sir?
Maybe.
No, God, watch. This is going to be like facial reconstruction or something now. We've talked crap.
It wasn't crap.
Everything okay, though, for real?
Oh, yeah, no, she's fine. This is voluntary.
Oh, okay. What? Voluntary. So she is doing, is she going, you know, back to 35 or whatever it is?
Well, trying to, you know, facelift.
What? I had a dog that way. I really did. She's getting a face. So wait a minute. She's all this at once?
Well, no, a consultation today and surgery later, assuming she gets her way.
You don't want her to, right?
Not really. I think we're getting too old for this crap.
Oh. How old a guy are you, if I may ask?
Well, we're both in our mid-60s.
God, you don't sound it at all. Well, do I sound really 50? Don't. Do I sound 50 to you, Steve?
Because he is.
I'm 50.
I'm 50!
Yeah.
50 years old!
You do not sound that old. Do you look that old, though, Steve, do you think?
You're a hot guy.
Do you look mid-60s? Or?
Who, me? No. Nah.
Yeah. So you
that's
think
that's my story and it's sticking to
there
me.
You go. So you think that, I mean, what age is appropriate for plastic surgery? Because that's when, like, you know, that's and I swear I say it all the time and I think people think it's bull
stud.
But I feel so bad for women and the way that they're held to this different standard than men, you know, with the look stuff. Like they say a man, a little gray makes him look more rugged, more mature, wrinkles on a man.
Don't you simp on me.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But then a woman, you know, like you're talking about Balin, the mom on that, she's cool, she's beautiful, Julie. But then the second season, she come back and it's got the lips going, you know? And like, what do you see that makes this right here look good?
Men love it.
I don't.
You don't like it?
I mean, I don't. I can't tell if she's just like.
It's got the DSLs.
Like, you want to kiss right now? Or you just, is that the way your lips look all the time?
I want to get my other Afro one done.
Don't do that. You look gooberish. Okay. Steve wants to talk. Steve, you're both in mid-60s at, I mean, you're fine with her, right? Like, you like
her. Oh, well, yeah, sure, you know, but at some point, you just got to let nature win a few rounds, you know what I mean?
Now, look, I hate to bring this up, and I don't want to be disrespectful.
Oh, God.
But
oh, boy.
He's heard this show too much that he knows what's coming.
Do you think she needs a facelift?
No, man. You see, she looks great, and that's what's driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But you know, I don't want to be too nosy here, but
that
like, did she feel that from you, though? Like, you tell her, like, honey, listen.
Oh, every day for 40 years. I told her this morning.
Yeah, and what she happened? I mean, what'd she say?
Well, she's standing in front of the mirror, pulling the skin back on her face.
Does
this look better?
What'd you say?
I said, I can't tell the difference.
See, that's the wrong answer, though.
Oh,
I hate the way you said that, pull her skin back.
Well, you know, I mean.
Put your face back.
Yeah. So, that was the wrong answer, I suppose.
Well, there's just not a right answer to that question. Uh-uh. You know, she got mad and said, well, this is why I need you at the consultation. You don't pay attention.
Yeah, God. I'm just going to bust your balls good on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you could go to remedial husband school if that was available. Is this her first plastic surgery?
Oh, hell no. No, she started around 30. Oh,
30? Wow. What, like with the boobs?
Well, nose job first. She hated her nose since she was a teenager, so I supported that.
I remember when I found out that was called rhinoplasty. I was like, I'd seen that word, but never knew what it meant.
What does that mean? Bitch getting a horn on her
face? I didn't know. I was like, what's she going to get, a unicorn? So,
he's going to make a
nose job at 30. All right. And then where did we go? What did we do for 35 or...
Boobs.
Nice.
Okay.
Still supportive?
Enthusiastically.
Oh, okay. Now, and when was that? Around the same time?
I was around mid-30s. We were done having kids, and she wanted them done. You know, I had no objection.
Right. I wonder now, because, you know, a lot of women don't breastfeed now.
Not other adults, at least. I don't like it.
Well, they look down upon that. But, you know, the thing about... you know, they will do it in more of a kind of physical, not physical, but like they know that it's going to wreck their boobies. If they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's the choice. Okay. So you're talking about your lovely wife. She's going today to get a consultation on, I wrote this, she had a nose job at 30. She got her boobs done afterwards. Did we ever say what she was going in for today for?
Well, for a consultation.
Oh, just a consultation.
You know? Yeah.
So, you want to blow off some steam. I mean, do you have a... Is the steam that you want to blow off, is it the money, or is it you want her to see what you see and you think she's perfect?
Oh, you know, we've made a couple of adjustments, you know. It's both financially and emotionally.
Yeah. Like, has your attitude changed about this over time? Like, now you're like, honey, you're going too far with it.
Well, you know, yeah. It's like I said a while ago, you got to let nature take a couple of rounds, you know. When she hit 50, she discovered injections, you know, Botox fillers. She's kept it up ever since.
Oh, okay.
Does that bother you that she gets fillers and stuff like that?
Well, it didn't until I tried it.
You got Botox too?
Yeah, once. She talked me into it 5 or 6 years ago.
So why the hell did you get it?
Well, she kept pointing out the lines between my eyebrows. I know, right?
Right here. I was in a relationship years ago with a young lady that worked at a plastic surgery place, and she brought it to my attention that I had an 11 on my forehead.
Did you get it done?
No. Well, so I got Botox one time. I've told y'all this.
But, yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, but I had it done, and I couldn't tell really any difference, only based off what she said. But I think because she was in that sales mode, to me per se, because I didn't know it was right. But like, we snuck in on a Friday night. And I'm just kidding. But anyway, she talked you into doing it, and yep. She pointed this out, so you tried it. So obviously you didn't care for it.
No, I hated it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, you have to consistently do it if you want to keep Botox.
Yeah.
And it stays in your body.
So. I felt like I felt like I was wearing a little bit of a mask or something. You know what I mean?
No.
Your face filled. Did your wife?
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Like it?
She loved it, you know, naturally.
Well, of course, yeah, she would.
Yeah.
And then one afternoon, my granddaughter fell off the swing set and... but everybody was running toward her. I'm worried sick. I catch my reflection in the patio door.
And?
I look like I'm waiting on an oil change. You know, my expression didn't change.
Like your face was not matching the situation.
No, man. My granddaughter's crying. My wife is panicking. I'm standing there looking mildly inconvenienced.
How long did that last?
Months. I spent about 4 months waiting for my forehead to come back.
Did it ever come back?
Well, no. My wife tried to schedule another appointment.
God. Did that change the way you looked at what she had been doing or what she's doing now?
Well, yeah, completely. I realized that I don't want to spend the rest of my life fighting getting older.
That's true. What did she say to that, though?
Well, that's because you only did it once.
See, look what she does.
That's
Steve.
What Paige said, though. Paige's like, they'll get you with one, and you got to. It's like people who
like every 6
change
months
their
or so.
Gender. It's like if you stop taking those pills, they can't. They don't know what's going to happen to your body. Your goober might grow back. I don't know, Steve.
Might come back. Yeah.
So now she wants you said the facelift and the neck lift. The money, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. That's got to be a toll.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, we can afford it.
Look at old Steve here, money bags.
Are you worried about the surgery, though, I guess?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're older now. Recovery isn't as easy as it used
That's
to be.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Let's, Fat Boy, who is your, what number did you just hold up in the air?
let's go to Danny.
Danny. Good morning, Danny. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Taylor's. I've called y'all before on the way home from work. I just pulled in the house.
Okay. I remember.
I just look at
you're that
area
guy.
Codes, and I'm like, oh, that's an area code I don't know off the top of my head.
The Dirty T?
That's northern Mississippi.
Oh,
I've been here a long time. Just don't change my number.
I got you.
But,
so,
you know, I think the mom is absolutely right.
Oh, wow.
Well, what is the point of view on that? And I'm not saying everybody's got their way of thinking, but
all right, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
If the boy is having personal trouble and he's trying to Mark Grace his way through it, the mom is not the place to do it because he's going to look like Mike Awesome from the final days of WCW.
Oh, my God.
That gimmick?
Fat chick thriller.
Oh, God.
It's funny. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow, man.
You reference.
20 years, he's going to be looking back, and if he is, however she described him, I mean, that was a bit odd, but fine. Parents are parents.
You know, you referenced
there's
something.
There's a time to make a statement, and this isn't it. I mean, she might be, you know, oh, she's shallow, she's horrible. I hope she never has a daughter like that. You need to be honest with your kids. I was not a good-looking kid. I'm not a good-looking man. My old man never lied to me about that.
Yeah.
I said, boy, you're not going to get by on your looks. You got to find something else.
Oh. You know, you referenced something that not a whole lot of people know, but it's my favorite Mark Grace story. He called...
I was thinking about it. It's like...
So Mark Grace called Big Girl Slump Busters. So when he was when he was going through
it's
a slump,
rough, but yeah.
I don't think he can hear your microphone. Do you hear
he
a fat boy talking?
Well, he's deaf then, because something's wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I can't go ahead. I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
It's fine.
Do it again.
No, don't apologize anymore either. All right, fat boy, hurry.
Well, Mark Grace is going through a slump. He'd hook up with fat chicks. He called fat chicks slump busters. He hook up with fat chicks on the road. Now continue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Danny, I see your point to that. I do. But I think that it's that that weird part of the world where we act like we want to see good things and positive things, but ratings and such show the opposite of, meaning Netflix shows, Datelines and all, even views on social media stuff. Like, the worst stuff is the stuff that gets over the most. And when this kid is like, now I will say, and this text just popped up, and I will say, and this kind of goes hand in hand, she was saying that usually girls are chasing him.
Yeah.
This person is saying, is there a chance? I'm not saying that about that.
Oh, come on.
I'm reading a text, and that's what we'll say about that. Is there a chance that the reason these girls are chasing him is that he's not into girls, and that's why he's going to the prom with two girls that he's clearly not interested in, because he's not capitalized into girls?
That's a fair point.
You don't know.
No, that's absolutely fair. I was wondering that myself. It's like, that's weird protective coloring, but maybe.
Well, you don't know if there's somebody there that he wants to be with, so he's taking the two where they can spend time together and he can
but
make
that's
his move
screw
on somebody
them
else.
Up. Like,
I know.
And here's another good point, Danny. I'm in a weird way glad you said this. Like, at the end of the night, does he kiss them both?
At the same time.
Like, I mean, it's so many questions. Who do you drop off first? Because if you drop me off first, young man, I think you can go pork the other girl.
Eating
or
cheap.
Whatever.
We saw the shirt.
All right, Danny, thank you, my friend. You have a good morning.
Oh, no, thank you.
Over there in the dirty tea.
Are you home yet?
You
I am. I'm at the house.
All right, going in house now.
Going in.
Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
Right, see you, Danny. Now.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, see you, Danny. Hang up, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't hang up on you. It's like customer service.
It kills our rating. Can't hang up on it. Would that work, what Paige is talking about?
You know how other radio shows, they'll just hang up on you and tell you goodbye off there. We don't do that, because that's being a dickhead to you.
It really
you
is.
Call in, we're not going to take your call and then hang up on you and say goodbye to you on the radio.
We let you
Whether
decide.
It slows down the momentum or not, we're not jerks in that way.
Could he use two big girls to make a hot girl jealous?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking he's doing.
That's just bad. He's using them.
It is bad, but he's you know what? Desperate people.
He mentioned Mike
things.
Olson, though, and I'm like, God, I instantly went back to that. Remember, he was driving the freaking school bus looking like the Partridge Family, and he was only into big girls, and they were literally calling him the fat chick thriller.
Oh.
He's dead now, too.
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I met him at ECW in Rock Hill after he got, like, a major concussion, and he kept asking us over and over again what city we were in. He's like, "We're still Rock Hill, Mike Awesome."
Is Gertner still with us?
Yes. His neck though is still not good. Let's go. You want to go to Michael?
The Michael.
Hey, Michael.
What's up, guys?
Where are you calling from, Michael?
From Woodruff.
All right, very nice. Oh, we just read a text from Woodruff. That's right.
He's probably an NRE, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
Not really.
No, I'm in Woodruff at Pizza Hut.
Oh, very nice. Hey. Waiting on the buffet to open up.
I love your breadsticks.
I'm the one that has the brain injury. I've called in before.
Oh, he died three times.
Oh, you're the guy who watched yourself dying. Oh man, goodness. What's up?
I did. Well, I just want to call about the man taking the two bigger chicks to prom and stuff.
Bigger.
Yeah. They're big girls.
Yes. Large ladies.
Well, I mean,
and we don't know that it's even weight. They could be really be tall.
That's
like
true.
A Camilla Cadarso type.
They could be buff.
Well, I mean,
like Jane Cogdill.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the thing, but maybe he's friends with the two girls.
Yeah.
And he just wants them to go and feel confident in themselves.
That's exactly what he told his mom, but mom is being all judgmental and even kind of the way Billy there was it Billy? And it said,
oh, what was his name?
God, he just called.
Oh, hey, just now.
Billy. The guy that just called that we remember.
The guy that just got home.
And he sets in the driveway and listens to us before he goes in the house.
God dang it. What's it been?
I think those are punks.
Well, if you know and we don't after what you've been through, Michael, that's embarrassing for us. Michael.
I mean.
But like.
What?
Like. What? Listen, I'm giving you a pass now because you've died three times. Michael, like. But he. What you're saying is absolutely right. Like, that's what he told his mom. Like, but mom was the one saying he's going to look back and regret this. But, yeah. I mean, go back and look at your social media memories from 4 years ago. Look at the clothes you're wearing. I get embarrassed would I see crap I wore like 4 years ago?
You're probably just flying the colors. That's cool.
You know, it wasn't that. It wasn't Stars and Bars. I wasn't wearing the You Wear Your Ex, I Wear Mine shirt either. That was Paige.
But it's also different.
You had to smoke your Robinson shirt on.
You listen to music that you used to listen to, like early rap stuff was so corny. Or movies that you loved that you quoted that you were sick of it. Like, that's just the way time goes. And if he goes with a couple girls and it makes their life or their moment or blah, blah, blah. And if he's getting chased by women, he'll live to get laid another day.
Or he's not thinking about any
exactly.
of this.
Exactly.
Or he's not.
Not only that, but what if, just out of curiosity, what if, because of the way his mom is, he's trying to secretly go with a bigger woman, and he's taking two of them because to him, it's glorious.
Hmm. You know, that's an interesting question.
Assuming that we're talking about, I don't want to be too naive here. We are talking about high schoolers, but ain't really like all that like guaranteed to happen, right?
I have no clue. I have no clue. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
You see the light.
Is that a heart monitor?
Are you an AFib? BTAC?
Are you male or female?
Shock the paddles.
Michael.
Charge the 600.
I'm a male.
I appreciate you. You know what? Not everybody answers that these
days.
That's
the first thing he answered after all that. He's like, I'm a male. Michael, you're wonderful, sir.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, no, dude, you're good. The phone, I don't know if you noticed it or not. It sounded like your phone got
Welcome
slung out the window
light,
and it just went all over the place.
Welcome back to the light, Michael.
Do you see a little girl named Carol Ann, by the way? Tell her to go the other way.
Go to the light.
Go the other way. All right. Michael, we love you, brother. Have a good morning, sir.
I hope y'all guys have a good day.
All right, you too.
I don't know what you said, but you have a good day.
Yeah,
bye, guys.
You have a seat, man.
I'm not. You are.
I don't think people can hear sometimes when the phone screws up like that, that they realize it. It sounded like his phone got run over by a car for a second. And then I heard like a, is he still there?
He's still there.
Michael.
What?
Michael!
He's about to hang up, Michael.
All right, Michael. Hang up.
All right,
love
real.
You, Michael.
Oh, all right. Y'all right, have a good day.
Love you more.
I'll hang up now.
All right, bye, all right, Michael.
We'll see if you do.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Michael.
You are.
He's really
hung up.
Right, cool. he's fun. Yeah. Don't take any of that out of jest, Michael. You told a great story that day, and we welcome your calls.
Don't put two breadsticks in your mouth like you were some kind of garlic Dracula.
Don't do it under your Yes, that's exactly the thing. It'll mess up your gum.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't put them in your armpits either like you just stabbed yourself. Oh, I'm hurt.
No. But I know the cheese in your armpits probably smell the same, but don't do it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.